The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. He stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up immediately and waited on them. At sunset, all who had people sick with various diseases brought them to him. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them. And demons also came out of many, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and did not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. The crowds went looking for him, and when they came to him, they tried to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, "To the other towns also, I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. A few weeks ago, being present for an exorcism, it's amazing how all throughout the process, and it lasted a couple of hours, 2.5 hours while we were there, and all throughout you're remembering words from Scripture. From the moment this person who is possessed came into the church, he begins to scream out, he begins to manifest, and it's like these spirits who our Lord is in their presence, and they say, "We know who you are. Have you come here to destroy us? What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth?" And this man, as soon as you get the evil spirit's name, you have authority over him. The exorcist has authority over him and can command him in our Lord's name to do anything. He has to reply in obedience. And so you would say to him things like, "What is your name?" Right? First, gets the name. Then he says, "How did you enter this man?" Then he says, "Through the three women whom they discussed on another occasion, his three aunts who practice witchcraft." And he says to him, "How do we get you out of him?" And he says, "He must do it. Victor must do it." And so the exorcist calls back the man. They've been communicating just with the evil spirit. And he comes back and they say, "Victor, is that you?" And he says, "Yes." And they begin to try to speak to Victor. And all of a sudden, he's not replying. And his face begins to go a little red. And then they see him and he's choking. And this woman who assists the exorcist, she says, Father, command the spirit to let him breathe. And he says, "In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I command you, allow that man to breathe." And all of a sudden, do you remember yesterday when our Lord cast out a spirit? It said the man fell to the ground and the spirit did nothing further to harm him. In this occasion, the spirit was trying to harm him because he knew that his lifespan within him was short. And he was trying to take his life. And a few minutes later, even though they're communicating with Victor, they see the spirit like trying to fight back. And he's pushing with all his might, trying to get off the ground. You see the veins in his arms, all of his muscles. And she says, "Father, tell the angels, if they are present, not to allow him to fight back." And he says, "In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, all of you holy angels who are with us, spread his arms in the form of a cross so that he cannot fight this process." And all of a sudden the man goes, he could not move from the form of a cross for the next hour. He had commanded the angels in our Lord's name. All the people gather at Peter's doorstep. I could not help but think that's what each one of us do every single morning. We come into our Lord's presence to receive the graces that we need to sustain us, to set us free from all our wounds, all our sins, everything that holds us back from Him. And it says he laid his hands on each of them. You need graces for every person who came to him. And I close with this quote from St. Alphonsus Liguori. Two kinds of people should communicate frequently. The perfect to stay perfect. The imperfect to become perfect.